Okay, today's Daf is Shkalim Daf Gimel, Maseches Shkalim in the Yerushalmi Daf Gimel, and we're going to talk about the halacha of women davening musaf, women davening tefilas musaf. This comes up on Gimel Amid Beis. The Mishnah tells us that there are certain people who have to give the machzah shekel, and certain people that do not have to give the machzah shekel. So the Mishnah talks about Kohanim first. The Kohanim have to give the machzah shekel. That is a machlokas. Says the Mishnah, Esmim mashkenin, Levim v'Yisraelim. Who do you take a mashkon from? Meaning, who do you take collateral from until they pay? Levim, Yisraelim, Geirim, Avadim, Shechwarim. Avalo Nashim, V'Avadim, Uktanim. Nashim, Avadim, Uktanim, we are not memashkin from. Why are we not memashkin from? So if you look in the Tiklin Chadatin, we don't take Nashim, the Ish Ksiv Velo Isha, Velo Avadim, Dukshu Isha, Vektanim, Afilo Hevi Beis Iris, Imupachas Mi Ben Esrib, right? We don't take, Katan here means less than 20 years old. Vekal Katan Ishkal, Vivlishkal, Yado Shabin Apozik, if a father decides to give on behalf of his son, then he has to continue. But Nashim, the one that we're going to focus on, are excluded here because, as the Tiklin Chadatin says, Ish Velo Isha. Rabbi Yehuda quotes the name of Ben Bukhri, Machlokas Ben Ruchon, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Ben Bukhri quotes that if a Kohen gives a Machzah Shekel, he's Eino Chote, meaning he's allowed to, and it's not a problem if he gives and volunteers. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai says no. Kol Kohen She'eino Shogol Chote. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai says he has to give. He has to give. They just darshan incorrectly a drasha from a pasuk by the Minchas Kohen. Okay, but either way, this is the this is the Mishnah. The next Mishnah also says, "Avvish Amar Eim Mashkinin Nosh Avad Buktanim Avalim Shaklu Makalam Miyada." We aren't Mashkin. We don't force shibudim wise from a woman or an eved or a kata. But if they want to, we will be makabel. We will be makabel, but not from Nachri and Kusi. Okay, fine. So what does this have to do with our discussion of Tefilas Musaf? So let's take a step back. Do women have to daven anything? Right, is tefillah a mitzvah asei shezvan grama? So that is the Beferish Gemara Mishnah in Maseches Brachas, and the Rambam discusses it. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Brachas that nashim are chayavos in tefillah and paturos from kriyashma. Right, that's the Mishnah on the bottom of Gimel Chafam and Aleph. Nashim avadim utanim paturim mikriyashma. Umin hatfilin, those are both zban gramas, v'chayavin b'tfilah u'bimezuzah u'beberchas hamazin. So it's a beferish mishnah that women are obligated in tfilah. Let's just read the first few lines. Says the Gemara, umin hatfilah, what's the chiddush? Derachmininhu, right? It is rachmim, it's asking for compassion, and therefore they are chayiv in tfilah. Then the next two lines is a question about a gersa. So we have a Gemara, we have the gersa, and the Bach points out that rov svarim lo garsila. Right, that's the next couple of lines. The issue is whether there's a chiluk of zman grama on a derabanan level, and by derabanan mitzvahs, but the argument says, ma'od ha'tema, hol v'ksib b'hu erev avok erev tzaharayim, since it says erev avok erev tzaharayim, ki mitzvah seish zman grama dami, since it says the pasuk of Tehillim describing tefillah, all different times, so you might think that it is similar to a mitzvah seish zman grama, so therefore women would be pturos kamash malan. Women are chayavos in tefillah. That is the Mishnah. So it's clear they're chayav in tefillah, and the Rambam says this also, that even though there are times for tefillah, still we assume that women are obligated. The Rambam tells us at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, Mitzvah Saseh L'Ispalo B'chol Yom, Shenemar V'Avtem Z'Shem Olkechem. The Rambam paskins a Mitzvah Saseh L'Raisa V'Davin every day. When we piyash Shmuel L'Amru Avodah Zu Z'hi Tefillah, Shenemar U'la Avdo B'chol V'Avchem, Amru Chachamim, the first daf in Tainis, Ezo Avodah Shebaleib Zu Tefillah, Vein Minyan HaTefillahs Min HaTorah. The number of times we daven is not daraisa. Below Mishnah hatfilah zos min haTorah, and the nusach that we use is not mi daraisa. Ve'ein tefillah zman kavua min haTorah, and the times of tefillah are also not daraisa. Lefichach says the Rambam. Therefore, nashim va'avadim chayavin b'tefillah. That's why women and avadim are chayav in tefillah. Lefisha he mitzvah aseisha lo azman grama, because tefillah is not azman grama. Says the Rambam befeish. There are women have to daven. Women have to daven. The question is, what do they have to daven? What do they have to daven? So there is a very well-known Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says in Simen Kufav, that's the Shulchan Aruch about who's chayav in tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch says, mihem p'turim mitfilah. Kala p'turim mikriyashma, p'turim mitfilah. Whoever is p'turim from kriyashma is p'turim from tefillah. V'kol shachayav b'kriyashma, chayav b'tefillah. Right? Whoever is chayav in kriyashma, chayav in tefillah. Even though they're part of Kriyas Shema, which is Zman Grama, Chayavim B'Tfila, B'Bnei Shei Mitzvah Aseh Shelo Zman Grama, V'Ktanim Shegiu L'Chinah Chayavim L'Chancham. Says the Magen Avraham, Mitzvah Aseh, Kachas V'Rambam, Midaraisa Dai B'Pamachas Bayom, U'B'Chol Nusach Sheyirtzeh, V'Lachin, Nagu Rov Nashim, She'ein Mispalos B'Tmidus. Says Magen Avraham, most women do not have the minhag of davening constantly daily. Mishum da omrim miyad baboker samach lenatila eza bakasha. Because when they wake up in the morning, they say eza bakasha, like moda ani. Umidaraisa daibaze. And midaraisa, it is enough. V'yefshar shagam chayavim lo chivim yosim izeh. And it's possible that the chachamim weren't even machayev more than that. V'rabban sover the tefillah midrabanan. V'chein das rabba poskim. The rabban tos tefillah drabanan. That's most poskim. V'ayin tos is brachas davchaf. U'bismach shemitzvah l'spala beis tzara. That's beis tzara. Okay, so the Magen Avraham says that women could say a bakasha, eza bakasha, samach lenetila, and that is enough. Achronim point out that that seems to be against the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, in the continuation of what we were just reading, in the beginning of the tefillah, the nusach is not daraisa, the times are not daraisa, the details are not daraisa, but the structure is daraisa. Elachi of mitzvah zukachi, sheyehe adam mispalel, umischanein b'chol yom. A person is mischanein and davens every day. What does that mean? Umagid shivcha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise. V'achar kach sheol tzrachav, bakasha, shu tzarech lahen. Bivakasha, ubitchina. Viacharkach losin shevach vahodoy al Hashem, alatava sheishpia lo kolechad veechad kifi kocho. Everybody based on how they could talk. Imaya rogil marbe pitchinu vakasha. If he's a rogil, if he can, he should add. Vimaya arel svatayim midaber kifi yachlo. Ubachale sheyirtsa, just do what you can, daven what you can. Vechem minyan atilos kolechad veechad kifi yacholto, the number of times that you daven is whatever you can. Again, originally, Yeshim is palal pamachas bayom, Yeshim is palal pamim harbe. Va'kolayim is palal nochach hamigdash bechol makom sheyia. V'chena yedavar tamid b'Moshe Rabbeinu ad Ezra. From Moshe Rabbeinu to Ezra, that's how it went. Everybody davened however they wanted, whatever they wanted. But again, the shevach bakasha odah structure is the only detail that's daraisa. Okay, we'll see at the end if we have time to talk more about that Rambam. Obviously, Bizban Hazeh, we have the Nusach HaTfilah. So the Magen Avraham's Bakasha is not Pashto Shevach Bakasha Hodah. He says, Eza Bakasha, Samach Lenetila. Is he referring to, you know, a Shevach Bakasha Hodah, like Birchas HaTorah? Just sounds like one line. So doesn't the Rambam require Shevach Bakasha Hodah structure? So that is why many, again, some circles rely on the Magen Avraham if women don't daven, but many women have the custom of davening. Many poskim say that women don't have the custom, but they should. The Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quotes Achronim in Siman Kufa that women should daven, and women have accepted upon themselves to daven Shachris and Mincha. Shachris and Mincha, says the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes from the Magen Avraham, and then he quotes the Rambam, and then he says, Afal Pikein, Chivu Osam Betilas Shachris. Let me just start from the earlier. Make sure the women damage Shemon Esrei. V'nachon gamkim shikabu aleim ol malchus shemayim. Then she yomer al kopanim shema Yisrael. Kadish b'sevenayin. Right here refers to women and kriyashma. Women should say kriyashma, even though the Mishnah says that women are tourists from kriyashma. The Bach has an unusual reading of that Gemara. If you look in the Bach and Simon Ayin, he says the Gemara is not referring to Pasuk Rishon. Pasuk Rishon, for sure, they have to say. But the Shulchan Aruch says there, back in Simon Ayin, looking back, the Shulchan Aruch says, Noshim ba'avatim b'turim mikriyashma, b'vnei shi mitzvah aseh shizman grama. Fine, that's the Gemara. V'nachon hu, this is from the Sefer Ohel Moed, l'lamdam shi'yikablu aleim alach ha'shamayim. They should be taught, again, women weren't always literate, they should be taught to be kabo malchus shemayim, v'yikru the rama as v'yikru lefachos pasuk rishon. And the women should at least say pasuk rishon in order to be yotzei kabo malchus shemayim. The Shagasari discusses maybe their chayv in zechiris yitzias Mitzrayim. That's a machlokas, whether that's a zman grama, because there's day and night, zechiris yitzias Mitzrayim. So it's 24/7, but each half you cannot be yotzei in the other half. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by Yom, you cannot do Balayla. Balayla you can't do by Yom. So is that called a Zman Grama or not, if it's every second? So that's a fascinating discussion. But either way, this is what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah advises, that women should at least say the first pasuk. And again, our minhag is that they just generally say more. But in terms of tefillah, they should for sure say Shachris and Mincha. The Mishnah Berurah says, Aval tefillas arvis, shehu reshus, but tefillas arvis, avi shachshav kvar kiblu aleim kol Yisrael l'chova, even though B'nai Yisrael have accepted a l'chova, mikol makam ha'nashim lo kiblu aleim, v'ruba name is Paulin arvis, most don't daven Ma'ariv, v'tilas musaf. So that's our discussion right now. Before we continue reading the Mishnah Berurah, so what about musaf? So what does it have to do with Ardaf? So that is what the Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes in a Tshuva that since our Gemara says that women are paturos from the machzas hashekel, so says the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, gam lo matzinu sa'adasei sheshava b'chol kodem la'asei sheina shava b'chol. And Bahari Gemara Brachas. He says the Gemara Brachas tells us that if somebody has to, if somebody's running late, they didn't daven Musaf yet, and it's already time for Mincha, a Yachid would go Mincha first, because that's Tadir. For lo nakar atam de Mincha Shave Bakol, de Nashim Chayavos Bitfila, U Musaf Eina Shave Bakol. And the Gemara does not say, well, women are off the daven Mincha, and they don't have the daven Musaf. Right? So doesn't that factor, that's the context of what he's talking about here, isn't that factor that it's something that applies to more people, would that win out? The Lechora Nira, the Nashim Paturas Mithilas Musaf, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that Lechora women are exempt from Tfilas Musaf. There's no Gemara Beferish about this, but aren't women exempt? Kiva the Nashim Laha, you show close. Eimlem Chele Bekarbon Asibur. Since they don't get Machzah Shekel, as we just learned here in Shkolam Daf Gimel, so they don't have a Chelek and Karban Asibur, Musaf is not Bakashas Rachamim, it's connected to the Karban Sibur, and therefore they should be Pater. They're Pater from Machzah Shekel, they should be Pater from Musaf. And also, if you look in the B'samim Rosh, the controversial Sefer, people originally thought it was from the Rosh, and they found out, realized later that it was a fake. But either way, it's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Akiva Eiger says that they are exempt. Ask the Achronim, ask Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, ask in the Shuvas Bar Yitzchak and in the Beis Yitzchak, and the Tartamimo also points this out. What about Kohanim? Right? Kohanim are also like women. Kohanim also, the Mishnah tells us, are a potter from the Achzah Shekel. What about less than 20? Less than 20, are they exempt from Musaf? What, they shouldn't be able to be the Chazan, if that's true. If a Pachos be Ben Esrim, he should never be able to have a Musaf. A Kohen or a Levi, maybe he shouldn't be able to have a Musaf, because what we're going to say, that there's a direct connection between Shkolim and the Karban Musaf. L'chor, the Achronim say, you can't say that there's a for sure a connection between the two. Says the Shuvas Be'er Yitzchak, Simen Chaf. Atu Kohanim uvelvim v'ktanim b'chuz mi'ben Chaf yiftru mi'musaf. V'yavta neima d'ktanim shayni d'asi l'chal chiyuva. Even if you want to say under 20 is already in the Parsha, because it will, I'll call it tiksha mi'kohanim v'levim. El al-kar chach mu'chaf d'ein tfilas ha-musaf talu b'shkolim klal. No, it must be the tefillas musaf. It's not totally on shkolim, says the Be'er Yitzchak. If kenein shayach lahaktim tefillas mincha mishum shaveh bakol. Right, that's not an issue. He kenein gam musaf shaveh bakol. V'nashem chayavos, women are obligated in musaf. V'chein muchach b'shtim asaposkim. V'nashem chayavos betfilah v'lo chilku bein musaf l'shar tefillas. Right, there's a raya by omission. Raya by omission that nobody said earlier that women are paturas from musaf. So therefore, women should be obligated. How do you answer that, Kasha? On Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Rabbi Akiva Eiger also knew the Mishnah about Kohanim and Pachas Ben Chaf. So there must be some type of chilek between women, on the one hand, who are totally mufka, while Kohanim and Pachas Ben Chaf, who aren't totally mufka. If you look in the Stipler says in the Kehilas Yaakov in Zvachim, in Simen Dalid, Ulanias Daiti Akati Efshar Lachalik Mikohanim V'Levim, V'Nashim. There really
not totally connected. The chi of karkravas karbanas hatzibur ramya al kol hatzibur v'u bichlalam gam akonim alavim, because the chi of karkravas karban tzibur is totally on the whole tzibur, including in the konim alavim. The konim alavim also have the responsibility to bring the karban tzibur. They don't have to monetarily contribute to it, but they have a chiyuv that is brought. Ve'ilu yitzuyer shashkolam einam maspikim l'karban hatzibur. Let's say there was a case where the shkolam wouldn't be enough for the karban tzibur. V'hayu hatzibur nizkakim l'gvos l'tzorach mitzvos hakarbanas, and they would need more money. Efshar Shabazahayim Khuyavim Gama Kohanim Levim. It could be the Kohanim Levim would have to also give. If you need, if the result has to be gotten. The Alkol Yisrael, Ram Yechiv HaKarbas HaKarbas HaKarbas, because all Yisrael, all men, are included in HaKarbas Karban HaKarbas. V'din Shkolim in Yenacher, he says the stipler, Sha'afilu Kishyish Belishka Mos Harbei, Hamas V'lachol HaKarbanos HaShana, the opposite, even if you have plenty, Mikol Makom Chov Alkol Echa, Losis Maksa Shekel. Still, there's a Chiyat to give Maksa Shekel every person, Kadei Shiyah Karban Sibor, Mimo Shalo. So it's really each is exclusive, and there's no chilik between, there's no connection, tight connection between the two, and therefore women, he continues and says, women aren't included. Let's say if they run out of money, women wouldn't have that chiyuv. Maybe like Kohanim and Levim also are pater from the mitzvahs nesina, but they're included in the chiyuv hakravas hakarban, so to speak. Nashim shapar yeshlam at the kamosha b'tur mishkalim hachnai b'tur mi'ikra mitzvah sakrovas timidim musafin the karkom and the sibor hein mitzvah seishas van grama tonoi b'yom v'lom b'layla b'chulu. And therefore, it says the disciple, that's how Rabbi Kiva Eger would answer. But again, many achronim say that women would be obligated, they reject the whole connection at all. If you look in the Tzlach, the Noda Behuda, in Brachas on Daf Chavav, he says they're pater for a different reason, not connected to the Our Gemara and the Machza Shekel, but he says, since really step one is that women should be pturas, because it's a Zvan Grama, he calls Tfilos a Zvan Grama. It's a question how you read that Gemara. We said before, the Rambam says not. But if he said, Vekivin Shalom Biyadenu, this is the beginning of the fourth parak. Vekivin Shalom Biyadenu, Shetilos Mosef, Eina Nohagis Benoshim, Mitam Shi Mitzah, Say Zvan Grama, Nidaber Ata Imhe Mutaros, Los Palam Mosef. I think it's a Zvan Grama, and therefore women are pturos from Mosef, but the question is, can they daven Musaf? Lanias daiti arushes biyadam. I think they can, says the Tzlach. Lo mi boy ledidon shanunim shachan achar divrei aposkim. Shanashim yichols lavorech al kol mitzvah zezman grama. Af shein paturos. Not only according to Ashkenazim, according to what we paskin from the Ramah and the Bali HaTosfos, that you can make a brach on Zvan Grama. Pshita, sheish v'shus la'anashim l'spal tfilas Musaf. Surely they can. El afilu l'das ha-Rambam. Even the Rambam, Menuch Lesitzis, Perakim Alachates, Vihi Daza Mechaber, B'Shulchan Aruch, Shenashim Lo Yivarach HaMitzvah Zizvan Grama, Mikol Makom Nir Lenei Zayti, Shemoda Mechaber, Shechon Lespal Tfilas Mosef. I think, says the Tzlach, that even the Shulchan Aruch would agree that Kedavim Mosef. Why? Shemavur Sham, B'Beis Yosef. What's the problem? The problem is Vitzivanu. You can't say Vitzivanu if you're not Mitzuva. V'Yalone Tztavarach, Shemekaimus Me'atzman. V'zeh Shaych, by Berchaz HaMitzvahs. That's only by Berchaz HaMitzvahs. Where you have Vitzivanu. Aval Bitzvila, lo amrina Vitzivanu. Elo Shebirchaz HaTvilaim Etzim HaMitzvah Atzma. The Kivish HaNashim Mashoah Es Lekayim Kol Mitzvah Asesh Ban Grama. They could do the Mitzvah. Gam Tzilas Musa Vershus Lohen Lehis Palel. B'Kamakom Chiyuba Leka Alayu Legamri. So the Tzlach says that they can daven Musaf if they would like to. After all, it's Rachami. They're included, right? They're putter, but they can. The Sholem Eshiv says in the Madura Tinyana, Chelik Beis Simen Nun Hei, that maybe this is included in the Gemara Brachas Daf Chaf. Nashim Chayavos Big Kiddush Hayom Sh'am, right? Zachar V'Shamar. Right, and that Gemara talks about Kiddush, but many Rishonim already extended, women are obligated in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. The Chayiv and Kiddush, the Chayiv and Lechem Mishnah, the Chayiv and Shalash Judas, maybe even Chayiv and Abdallah. So says the Sholem Eshiv, the Chayiv and all the mitzvahs Hayom. Right, that's the Sholem Eshiv. How he assumes that they would be Chayiv. Mishum de'isnu b'shmir, isnu b'zchira, v'uadim b'chol davar she'niskan b'shvil kedushas Shabbos. Says Rav Ovadia in Yabia Omer Chelik Beis Osvav and Ozayin. He argues with the Tzlach and he argues with the Sholem Eshiv each. First, he argues on the Sholem Eshiv. He says Musaf is not included in Shamar v'Zachar. Musaf is not a Shabbos thing. Musaf is a Shabbos and Yontif thing. Nothing to do with specifically Shabbos. V'ani b'ani lo yadati minolei halachayv and betilas Musaf. Ma she'en lo zeh yisod b'das chazal o b'ki agav nakasav mafarshem she'en lo no lidros drashos midaitenu. Right, we shouldn't add on. And even though we know it's the Ran, we had a shiur about this, I think, a couple months ago, the Ran says in Kol Kisvei, Nashim Chayavos and Shalosh Shudis, he expands on the Gemara, only talks about Kiddush, and the Ran includes Shalosh Shudis, the Ran includes maybe Lechem Mishnah, Hinei Yesh Lechalek, the Shiny Hasav, the Kula Avi Milida Shabbos Dafka, Avalinian Tfilas Musafin, who call out the Kol Musfei Hashana, the Eino Dara Miuchal the Shabbos, Valina Ladun al Kol Adavar Bechlalus, Hadrina Lakol, the Kol Mitzvah Shabbos, Van Gramma Nashim Paturos.
And then he's Shaloi Kani Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says the Lechem Mishnah is based on Afi Neboso Anes, not based on Zachar V'Shamar. So obviously he limits that, and we discussed that in the past. Women in Lechem Mishnah, but he says when he has Daiti Ladina Yafe. Ladina Yafe Katsav Atzlach V'Amudi Arum Aram Shik to lift her Nashim Imosuf Kima De Lav Rachmi Ninu. I misspoke before. It's not Rachamim, and therefore it's they're not Mechuyev Ki Dekayim Alam Bedin Tashlumin Uladi Dan. And he says once they're Pater, I think they're not allowed to say it. They shouldn't say it according to the Shulchan Aruch because it's not just an issue of Vitzivanu. It's not just Vitzivanu. And he says, you want to say there's a Safek. There's a suffix. Maybe there's a svek sveka. We should allow them to make the bracha. Maybe women are obligated in musaf, and even if they're not obligated in musaf, maybe they should be able to make the bracha, just like on the some mitzvos that are zman grama. So he says Rav Avadya, we never say a bracha, even based on a svek sveka. V'yavi shalanias daiti anashem amispalas musaf ein ligar bahen. Don't scream at them. Shor yish svek sveka bedavar shem anashem mashos levarich. And even those who want to, tell them in a soft voice, Shev al tasa adif, that's what he says for Sephardic women. Al kamen arosh anashim yevola beis haknesses. What should they do? They should come to shul and hear Moshe from the chazan and to answer amen. And then your yosei yidei chavasa, but they shouldn't daven themselves. That's what he. That's how he argues on the tzlach and the shul lemeshiv. He says at the end he quotes from the tshuvas his oris tshuva, maybe tefila musaf on Rosh Hashanah. They should come because that is rachami. That is rachami. Or he says gamla nias daiti. He says the women are obligated in tefilas ni'ila. Okay, but either way, these are some of the issues. Getting back to the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokas HaBoskim. Mishnah Berurah says, "Tefilas Musaf Tzlach Kas of the Peturos, I will perceive among any verb cause of the Chayavos, Ayin Sham." Machlokas, whether obligated, women, Ashkenazic women, for sure, should daven Musaf, and Sephardic women, seems to be a Machlokas, Rav Avadya says that they shouldn't. They shouldn't, because it's not only a problem of Vitzivanu. Okay, we'll stop here.